United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with David Rose and his orchestra, yours truly, Del Sharbot, and starring Red Skelton. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Del Sharbot, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. For Christmas and throughout the year, there's no finer gift than United States Savings Bonds. They're an investment in the happiness of those you love. Truly, the gift that keeps on giving. Give savings bonds and buy them for yourself. Today, we're very happy to have as our star the one and only Red Skelton in an unusual sketch for the holiday season. But first, let's listen as David Rose and his orchestra bring us Dave's version of Victor Herbert's Toyland. Thank you, David Rose. Well, now, here he is, friends. Red Skelton in The Meaning of Christmas.
The time, Christmas Eve. The place, this room. We're making a last-minute check of our list to be sure we haven't forgotten anyone. We pause for a second and offer a prayer for our neighbors. We wish all of them a Merry Christmas. The children have hung their stockings and are being shooed off to bed. In the stillness of the room stands a young fir tree, the tree of the Christ child. The stillness changes our thoughts. We hear the tiny tree speaking.
I am a widow Christmas tree, but a confused Christmas tree, because I don't know why I is here. I was chosen from a million of widow trees just like me to stand in this room, although I am very young. In a few days, I will wither away. Me green coat will fade and me needles will drop off. Why am I standing here all decorated? What good are decorations if the deeds are not remembered? They hang decorations on heroes, yet heroes like Christmas trees are forgotten, only to be remembered if needed to serve another purpose. Beneath me branches gifts are placed. They are wrapped in gay colors and they're tied with bright ribbons. They are the tokens of friendship. The spirit of Christmas from those who gave from the goodness of their heart. Shall we stop while you hear the receiver speak?
Here's another package.
Where's it from?
From your boss. Wonder what it is.
It won't be much. You'd think with all his money, he'd give out with something worthwhile.
Is this why I was brought here? Am I serving me purpose? Is this the true meaning of the spirit of giving? Don't they know that Christmas is the birthday of the Christ child? Not a holiday for the greedy. Why am I standing here anyway? What is my purpose? What's that? There's somebody on the roof. It's reindeers. Oh, I remember the sound of their little hoofs. I remember how they used to play around me with little branches in the forest. Someone's coming down that chimney. Who it is? Who it is?
Merry Christmas! They're all asleep. Well, I think I'll just rest for a second. Ah. What a beautiful Christmas tree.
Thank you.
What?
I said thank you. You said I was beautiful, so I said thank you.
By golly, old Santa Claus's ears are playing tricks on him. I could have sworn that tree spoke.
I did speak, Santa Claus.
But why in such a sad way? Christmas trees are supposed to be happy.
I can't be happy because I can't figure out me purpose in being here.
Well, tell me, little tree, haven't you ever been happy?
Oh, yes, back in the forest. I remember how every spring the same birds who flew south for the winter would return and rebuild their homes that the blizzard had destroyed in me branches. And how the wind would blow through me fur and make me whisper music. And the birds would join in and sing. We were the sounds of the earth, a symphony unwritten. I was happy then because at least I know me purpose for being there.
But you're making music now? Doesn't it do you good to know that you're bringing happiness?
Happiness?
You just wait until tomorrow morning when you hear the laughter of all the little children. And how proud you'll be when they dance about you. Oh, I wish I could be here to enjoy it with you. You see, I've never seen nor heard the children after I leave their presence.
Well, why don't you stick around, Danny Claus?
Well, for some reason, I have never been invited.
Oh.
It seems that after folks get what they want, Santa Claus isn't wanted until the next year when they need something else.
Then why does you keep coming back?
Because the children need someone to put the spirit of giving into their little hearts without greed. I come back each year, hoping to find men living not by man-made laws, but by the Ten Commandments. So you be happy, little tree. You have a wonderful purpose.
I can't be happy. They cut off my roots. I'll be dead in a few days, and without knowing me purpose for being here.
Well, maybe old Santa Claus could help you understand. Tonight, I paid a visit to a place, and two of my reindeer were knocked out cold.
No.
Yes, it was dark, and we ran head on into an iron curtain.
Oh?
I should have known I wasn't wanted when I didn't see one Christmas tree to help light my way. Oh. No, little tree, there wasn't one child's stocking to be filled, not one church holding services, and it was a great vast place without spiritual guidance.
You mean they don't have any churches?
Oh, yes, yes. They have churches, and people are free to attend. But if they do, they can no longer be members of the party. And only members of the party receive ration cards. Oh, yes. Yes, there are churches. But they're not used for worship, little tree. They're used as museums to belittle the true spirit of giving. Now, do you understand your purpose for being here? As long as you and all other trees like you can stand in the home at Christmas, the world will know that freedom of man is still here, and that God's prayer, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, is still alive.
Yes, I see it now, Santa Claus. I feel so much better. Because I understand me purpose for being here.
Fine, fine. Well, I must be on my way.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, little tree.
Merry Christmas, Danny Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas for next year and every year. And maybe next year you'll be asked to stay a little longer than just over the holiday. Merry Christmas, Danny Claus. Merry Christmas.
Red Skelton, In the Meaning of Christmas. Welcome to Guest Star, Red. It was beautiful. And may I say, a very friendly and inspiring message.
Thank you, Del. It's nice to be here. I know I'm in friendly territory on the Savings Bond Show.
Right you are, Red. But speaking of friendship and the spirit of giving, may I suggest to our audience that they give savings bonds for Christmas to your family. Here's a gift that gets more valuable as time goes on. It's about the safest investment you could imagine, and someday it can make all your dreams come true. A college education for your youngsters, a home, or money for retirement. A gift of savings bonds this Christmas could well start your family on the road to financial security.
They certainly offer you a wonderful way to save. Not only are they safe, but they pay a fine return. $75 becomes $100 in 9 years and 8 months. And if you hold on to your e-bond past maturity, they keep on earning more interest. Now, that's my idea of a good investment.
How important that is. For once your family owns savings bonds, they just naturally save to buy more savings bonds. And the first thing you know, they've created the habit of regular saving.
That's so true, Dell. Unless you save regularly, you seldom save at all. So, friends, why not get a head start on your future security with those safe, sure, United States Savings Bonds. There's no better investment in the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Red Skelton, and Merry Christmas to you. Thanks again for being with us on our Christmas program. Now I see David Rose and his orchestra sort of setting the stage for the ever-beautiful and inspiring Adeste Fidelis. Past quarter hour, you've been listening to the special Christmas edition of Guest Star, featuring the popular favorite of radio and television, Red Skelton, with David Rose and his orchestra. Our thanks to Red and Dave for an outstanding show. And our thanks to this station, which brings you Guest Star each week as a public service transcribed for savings bonds. Now, this is Del Sharbin, extending the best wishes of the United States Savings Bonds Division for your holiday happiness. So long, everybody.